McGraw-Hill Ascent Audio presents. So you want to start a side hustle. Build a business that empowers you to live your life your way. By Carrie Bolig and Craig Klickner. Narrated by Eric Michael Summerer and Aaron DeWard. Publisher's note. In this audio edition, you will hear references to figures present in the print and ebook formats of the book. Introduction. From Craig. One of the greatest adventures and most rewarding accomplishments of starting our side hustles was manifesting the ability to step away from corporate America. Not only did we generate the income we needed, but we created the time we craved. Of all the goals worth pursuing, fighting for the life you want to live should be one of the highest priorities. Our time is finite and has no return policy. It cannot be replaced, redeemed, or even exchanged for store credit. But money, on the other hand, can be made and lost, and even remade. Why so many of us spend our lives trading a more valuable precious asset for a less valuable asset is an important question. While I have always appreciated and even enjoyed working hard and earning money, I do not enjoy trading my life for it. My guess, if you picked this book, you may feel similarly. My journey to address this issue started back in college by studying finance and economics with the specific intention of saving up enough money in my late 20s that I could step away from the corporate world, claim a humble financial independence, and walk the earth like Samuel L. Jackson's character in Pulp Fiction. However, as I became a young professional, what seemed like the solution was to simply focus on increasing my rate of pay. Unfortunately, this doesn't solve the time-money paradox. In fact, in our culture, the more we earn, the more susceptible we are to the dangers of overspending and the never-ending spiral of making more money to buy more stuff, rinse and repeat, always wondering why happiness or security is elusive and just one more pay raise away. I have come to understand that, despite the clever saying to the contrary, time is not money. Time and money are, however, interrelated and have always been so. So, with my degrees and a good job at Deutsche Bank in hand, I ventured off to the corporate world to work hard, live humbly, and save, save, save. I lived with my parents for several months and eventually moved in with some friends, agreeing to live in a condominium mechanical closet, barely large enough to hold the furnace and a double mattress. Safe? Unlikely. Economical? Yes. With a modest amount of savings and a small loan, with interest, from my parents, I bought a condo at 24 years old, rented out 3 rooms on the top floor, and lived in the basement. My monthly cash flow was zero, but I had a free place to live and was building equity. Side note, I bought that condo for $132,000 and 14 years later sold it for $115,000. Buy high, sell low? Clearly, I was no real estate prodigy. Simultaneously, I began pursuing an MBA, and strategically, my employer, GE, was footing the bill. However, I came to realize I only wanted a master's degree because I'd been incubating in academia for 17-plus years, conditioned to think more education was the path to getting ahead. So, despite a handful of promotions, pursuing an MBA, being a homeowner and investing what little was left in the stock market, like many recent grads, I became disheartened. Willing to do everything right in my pursuit of a remarkable life, I was still in an unwinnable boxing match against math itself. My goal was to amass $500,000 of investable assets, earn a conservative 5% interest, and generate a financial independence salary of $25,000 per year. However, with a salary of $34,000 a year, living economically, and saving $8,000 a year, how long would it take to get to $500,000? The answer? Not acceptable. Financial independence was not going to happen at a young age unless I started buying stocks on margin, borrowed money, or won the lottery. I didn't have the guts to go all in on the stock market, and playing the lottery always felt like an extra tax on people who are bad at math. Working harder in my job was not the answer. So in the end, I had one choice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?